Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Because of the pandemic, people are cooking now at home more than ever. It's Anna and Raven. Chef Plum from the Food Network, our friend. Plum, what have you noticed to be like the biggest mistakes that people are making when they're cooking from home?
Well, I love to see how many people are out there cooking right now to begin with. That's fantastic. You know, I'll, of course, support your restaurants, get your takeout food, all of those things. But cooking at home, I love to see everyone doing it. What I haven't been happy about seeing is some of the mistakes that people are making. Best thing I can tell you right now, right off the top, the best tool you can have in the kitchen is a sharp knife. Would you agree?
Yes.
It makes sense.
Well, actually, that's not really true. I say yes, but I haven't ever in my life sharpened my knives that I got as a shower gift when I got married 16 years ago.
I mean, my wife sharpens ours all the time, and every time she's doing it, I feel like somebody's about to lose their life.
Well, listen, a sharp knife means more control. A dull knife means you have to push harder, therefore less control. So the biggest mistake people make, aside from not sharpening their knives like Anna's app,
right,
is they put their knives in the dishwasher.
Oh.
Listen, you put your knives in the dishwasher, you might as well be sandblasting them. Feel dishwashing detergent. It's grainy because that's what helps clean the dishes. That also dulls your knives. Don't put your knives in the dishwasher.
Well, who's going to wash
sense.
Them?
You got to wash them by hand. I thought it was actually just about the handle. But here I am learning something.
So number two, I see a lot of people, especially this time of year where it's cold outside, they love to make pasta. We love our pasta marinara. We love our pasta bolognese. There's something you don't have to do that everyone seems to think you have to do. Don't put olive oil in your pasta water. It does nothing. It makes no difference whatsoever. If anything, what it actually does is create a layer on top of the water to where the water then can't evaporate at 212 degrees. Therefore, it can make the water actually get hotter than 212 degrees, overcooking your pasta.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I never understood why people did that in the first place, to be honest.
Well, now we know. They do it because they're dumb.
Yeah, I don't know why they do it. If you cook the pasta the proper way, which is al dente, which means when you bite into it, it has a little tiny white dot or white ring around the inside of it. That's how you know it's perfect. Cool it down properly. Add a little bit of oil to it then to make sure it doesn't stick. That's the proper way, and that's the way to add oil to it.
I never realized what a difference is that when you forget to salt the water, what that does, too.
Hey, I had a really close friend of mine say, hey, chef, that water doesn't come seasoned. Season the water.
And what's the third thing that you're making a mistake you didn't even know?
This is a key one, and I wouldn't call this quite a mistake. I think people just don't know this. When you're going to cook meat, whether it's chicken, whether it's steaks, seafood, scallops, whatever you're going to cook in a pan and you're going to sear it, dry it off first. Make sure it's dry. Take paper towels and dry it off. As chefs, that's how we get that beautiful color on there, how we get that beautiful browning on that protein. When we serve it to you, we make sure it's super dry. Very, very important. If it's wet, what happens is you're steaming it, and you're going to not let the beautiful Maillard reaction take place on that piece of meat, and that is called the Maillard reaction. That is not called caramelization. Those are two different things.
Wow, it sounded like science all of a sudden, like space.
He was like, bro, this is what you're supposed to do. He was like a robot, but then he made sense. And then I was like, oh, my meat's always wet. I had no idea. Yeah. All right. As always, really great tips. And Plum, if people want to find you, where do they go?
Hey, you go to chefplum.com and, of course, at chef_plum on the Instagram.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.